This is VOA China 360 on the Voice of America with me, Michael Lippin, bringing you a new podcast looking at how China influences the rest of the world and how China is influenced by the world. In this podcast, China is toughening its position in the case of five Hong Kong booksellers it detained for publishing books critical of Chinese leaders. It's a case that has drawn global concern about press freedom in the autonomous Chinese territory. In the past week, Chinese authorities have made a new threat against one of the booksellers, Lam Wing-ki, and a new attempt to undermine his credibility. Lam went missing in the southern Chinese city of Shenzhen last October. His disappearance coincided with three of his colleagues going missing, two of them also in southern China and one in Thailand. A fifth member of the booksellers' group disappeared in December in Hong Kong itself. All five later appeared on Chinese TV networks, which said the men were under investigation for using their now-closed Hong Kong bookstore to sell books banned in the mainland. Those TV appearances sparked criticism of China in the international community. Here's what Deputy U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken had to say in April about Beijing's respect for Hong Kong's constitution or basic law.
We've seen increasing Chinese encroachments on the rights that are established under the basic law. And the booksellers case is an egregious one, including apparently the abduction of people from Hong Kong to mainland China and even the abduction of people from other countries. This is something that we have raised directly with senior Chinese leadership, and it is, I think, raising and ringing alarm bells, not just here in the United States, but around the world.
Another alarm bell went off at the office of the United Nations top human rights official, Zayed Ra'ad Al Hussein. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights made a statement in February urging the Chinese government to be fair and transparent in dealing with the booksellers.
I think that the government has been trying to find a way to resolve this and kind of stop the hemorrhaging of the public relations disaster.
That's William Ni, a Hong Kong-based China researcher for the rights group Amnesty International. He says Beijing initially put the five booksellers on Chinese TV in January and February to show that they were being treated fairly.
They put Gui Minhai on CCTV, the national news network, to say that he felt a pang of conscience and came back to China to confess to a crime he supposedly committed more than 10 years ago. Which just doesn't make any sense. And then Li Bo said that he went through his own method to get back to mainland China, meaning he smuggled himself, which also made no sense. So the international community just has not bought these explanations.
China went a step further in March, releasing Li Bo and two of the booksellers detained in the mainland and letting them return to Hong Kong. The three have kept a low profile ever since. Ni says Beijing made another effort to ease international concerns in April.
Obviously, you have, you know, Wang Junmin, who's a high-level advisor to the liaison office here in Hong Kong, say that this is a, you know, a worrying case and that mainland officials have no legal right under the basic law to carry out police-type actions in Hong Kong, which kind of reassured people a little bit.
But Beijing's conciliatory approach appeared to end after it allowed bookseller Lam Wing-ki to return to Hong Kong in June. Lam has not kept a low profile. In fact, soon after arriving home, he held a news conference accusing Chinese security agents of abducting him to the eastern city of Ningbo. He said they kept him isolated there for 5 months, forcing him to sign away his legal rights and causing him mental torture. Lam said the Chinese agents allowed him to return to Hong Kong on condition that he would bring his bookstore's customer data back to the mainland. He said he decided to defy that order so that he could tell the world what happened to him and his associates. Lam also said he felt able to talk because he does not have family on the mainland, as opposed to the three booksellers who returned to Hong Kong before him. Activists have accused Beijing of using the mainland-based relatives of the booksellers as leverage to keep them quiet. Since Lam made those accusations on June 16th, the Chinese government has gone on the offensive. Here's Amnesty's William Ni again.
So what's kind of amazing is now with Lam Wing-ki that they've kind of reignited the fires to some extent by having the Ningbo police saying that if he doesn't come back, they could change the criminal coercive measures against him. So I think that that's kind of a really kind of shocking aspect.
Last week, the Chinese government also released a video appearing to show Lam being well-treated in custody, cheerfully eating food, and even getting a haircut. They were the types of scenes that Lam already had said were staged by the Chinese security officials.
The fact that they're showing this as kind of a way to show the Hong Kong side that what they did was lawful is just unbelievable. So I think perhaps what we're seeing is that there's not coordination among, you know, the Public Security Bureau or the security wing of the Chinese government with the Hong Kong government and with, you know, its foreign relations and, you know, soft power projection, that right now they just really haven't coordinated this to a very satisfactory extent.
Ni also says more international scrutiny is needed to resolve the bookseller's case because it is not yet over, particularly with bookstore co-owner Gui Minhai still in Chinese custody. The United States has yet to comment on Lam's allegations against Beijing or on his appeal for Hong Kong police to protect him from what he fears are mainland agents trying to kill him. Why do you think China is getting tougher on Lam Wing-Ki? And how do you think the international community should respond? You can share your thoughts with me on Twitter at VOAChina360 and on my Facebook profile, Michael.Lippin, as well as on YouTube at youtube.com/mlippin and on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/VOA-English. I'll be back next week with another VOA China 360. Hope you can join me then.